I want to circle back now to a listener email we shared with you last week. Jill wrote in saying, I've always collected bread tags for wheelchairs and I've got to the point of having a whole big jar of them. But when I went to try and drop them off at my usual drop-off points, both of them turned me away and said they no longer accept them. And she wrote in to ask us last week, is this still a thing? Are people still collecting them? Are they in fact still useful to anyone? And if you were listening that day, you'll recall we received lots of messages back saying, absolutely, I'm still collecting them. I drop them off at my school. I drop them off at this church. Even doctor's offices were mentioned as collection points. But I did promise we would follow up and find out more about what actually happens to them after that. And I'm delighted to have on the line with us Lorna Norris from Bread Tags for Wheelchairs. Lorna, thank you for joining us this afternoon and welcome.
Afternoon, sister. Thank you very much for inviting me along.
So I'm thrilled to hear that this is still an initiative that is, in fact, very much still in play. Can you tell us a little bit more about who's first started collecting the bread tags and what for?
When Mary Honeybun retired from nursing, she started the project 16 years ago now. And then since retired, and I've taken over from her for the last number of years.
Okay, and
yes, yep. Still very much so being collected and sold and used by wheelchairs.
And what do you do when people bring you their bread tags? What happens to them next?
We have to go through them all to make sure that there's no junk or sharp objects or particularly metal and things in with the bread tags, because this destroys the equipment that they use to shred them before they smelt them down to be used in picture frames, skirting, cornicing, and that kind of thing.
So this is fascinating, because a lot of people last week were saying, surely they're too small to be of use. You're saying they're shredded, then they're smelted, and then that liquid molten reclaimed plastic can be used for things like picture frames and, I know, plant seedling trays and the like. Lorna, who is the who behind all of this? As you've said, you've told us about the individuals who started it, but who is the actual beneficiary of this collection? Because I assume you are selling that collected plastic to the smelter, am I right?
That's correct. And then we use that money to buy wheelchairs for disabled, disadvantaged people.
Okay. And that, I understand, is in association with the Quad Para Association. Is that correct?
They also do a similar thing or help with it. Yes, but we pretty much work on our own. We are assisted by a crowd called IWASA, which is e-waste recycling.
Okay.
They're involved in all sorts of plastic waste recycling. And we do get quite a lot of input and assistance from them as well.
Lorna, I mean, it's a very lightweight object. How many kilograms of bread tags do you need to collect in order to raise enough money to buy a wheelchair?
It takes 200 kilograms of bread tags to buy a wheelchair, which is, yes, it's a lot. But it gets together pretty quickly. You know, it just keeps coming in dribs and drabs, and all, every little bit helps. And to date, we've provided 1,052 wheelchairs.
That's phenomenal. 1,052 wheelchairs to date as a result of this. So all of those jars really do make a difference. Lorna, I'm thrilled to hear that it's still a full operation. Now, the big question is finding a drop-off point to take them to. Our listener, Jill, who wrote to us, had lost her too. She went back and said, can I drop these off? And they said, we don't take them anymore. Is there a sort of a Facebook page or a website or any sort of centralized list? How does it work?
There is a Facebook page, there is a website. Unfortunately, during COVID, we lost very many of our collectors.
Right.
And we just, on the website, there is a page of collection points, but we really don't have very many on that page because the schools are not permitted to have the public bring things into them.
Right.
And a lot of people, individuals, don't want to have their name out there in the public, etc. So this is just to email us at breadbagtags@gmail.com.
Breadbagtags@gmail.com.
Yes. And then we can put you in touch with a school or a company in your area.
Lorna Norris, thank you so much for clarifying all of that for us. So how wonderful to know that all of those tags over the years have put 1,000 people into the wheelchair that they needed. Let's keep it going, please. So if you are one of those who's been collecting and not knowing what to do with them, you now know the answer. You need to send an email to Lorna on breadbagtags@gmail.com. Tell her what part of the city you're in and she will direct you to your most convenient drop-off point. And thank you very much, Jill, for asking the question so that we could share that information.